Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We've got a lot to get into here today, a lot to get into, and we're not going to waste any time. The two big stories today, the All Elite trademarks. What does this mean? A slew of new trademarks filed in Jacksonville, Florida earlier this month. Could be an indication, it says here at WrestlingObserver.com, of a rumored new wrestling organization launching, powered by some of the biggest non-WWE talents on the market today. The trademarks include All Elite Wrestling, AEW All Out, All Out, AEW, Double or Nothing, Tuesday Night Dynamite, AEW Double or Nothing, and several logos, including the one seen on the front page. Under the goods and services section for the trademarks are a large amount of potential merchandise options, live streaming pay-per-view content, and more. Of course, the group most discussed behind this venture are Nick and Matt Jackson, the Young Bucks, and Cody Runnels, hence the references to Elite and Double or Nothing, a reference Runnels made after the group put on their first pay-per-view earlier this year, All In. The Jacksons, Runnels, and Kenny Omega are among those set to become free agents this January, and their future with New Japan Pro Wrestling and Ring of Honor has been a hot topic for months. Chris Jericho, Jim Ross, also linked to the group, both have downplayed and denied any involvement. We're going to talk about this here today. There is a lot to talk about, and also how this ties into SmackDown and Raw and Survivor Series, and how everybody is very, very upset about WWE programming over the last couple of days. So that's coming up when we come back from the break. Mike Sempervivi will join us. We'll take your phone calls, text messages, and emails. The phone number, 844-411-5411. That's toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. And email Brian at WrestlingObserver.com. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055. Text JOIN to 44055.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We got a lot to get into here today, so let's not waste any time. Very depressed today, actually. The Raw show on Monday night was terrible. It was just like a bad Raw show. It sucked. Everybody hated it. But then on Tuesday, the SmackDown show, I swear to God, I swear to God, this is one of the worst SmackDowns I've ever seen, like ever in my entire life. On top of that, in a company where nothing makes sense and they don't follow up on anything. I mean, this was the most egregious not following up on something that maybe I could ever remember. Survivor Series, Raw versus SmackDown. Actually, I got to go back a little further. The Best in the World tournament. Shane McMahon announces to the four finalists on the SmackDown side. One of you is going to the finals. I don't know who it's going to be. If you go to the finals and you don't win, I do not want to have to hear my sister bragging that she possesses the best in the world on her brand. If the guy that goes to the finals loses, you're fired. All right, whatever. Go to the Best in the World tournament. Miz gets hurt. Shane McMahon replaces him. Shane McMahon wins. He's the best in the world. Whatever. It sucked. Who cares? So then it's Survivor Series. It's Raw versus SmackDown. It's a bunch of Raw versus SmackDown matches, and the storyline on both shows is we must win. We must win this Survivor Series. There's nothing on the line for the wrestlers. There's nothing on the line for the fans. Like, literally, whoever wins, who cares? Like, they don't get anything for it. There's not even a trophy. There's nothing. All right? It's all about if Raw wins, we have to listen to Stephanie bragging about it. And we'll see whatever happens. I mean, Shane clearly will flip his lid if they don't win. Okay, not only does SmackDown not win, they get swept. All right? The imaginary pre-show match, which doesn't count, forget that. On the main show that they tell you counts, SmackDown loses every single solitary match from the beginning of the show to the end of the show. Go on Twitter, everyone's freaking out. Oh my God, I can't believe, why are they burying SmackDown? Oh, this is terrible. I can't believe what they've done to SmackDown. My favorite, the blue brand, blah, 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 blah. I tried to calm everybody like a moron. I said, hey, don't worry about it, okay? Clearly, it's a storyline. It's a storyline. I mean, they got swept for a reason. Shane McMahon's going to come on TV on Tuesday. He's going to turn heel. He's going to run a flaming sword through the roster. He's going to go crazy. They're going to do something out of this, okay? We come to this SmackDown show on Tuesday, and what happens? Shane McMahon is on at Miz TV. And by the way, before I even get to Miz TV, Shane sent out a tweet on Sunday basically saying, oh, something's got to change on Tuesday. There must be changes. WWE on their own website announced Shane McMahon is going to go on Miz TV and he is going to address the sweep by Raw at Survivor Series. They build that as happening. Well, we go to the show and what happens? Miz talks about how great Shane is. He talks about what a great guy he is, wonderful, all the great things we did at Survivor Series, which, by the way, a show they got swept on. And then he says, you know what, Shane, will you be my tag team partner? Shane says, I don't want to be your tag team partner. Miz begs him, Miz begs him. Miz then calls out a comedy duo. They come down to the ring, the Bryant brothers, Bryant. And Miz and Shane proceed to get in the ring. Actually, Shane never gets in the ring. He doesn't want anything to do with this. He's just, he's smiling on the apron. Ha ha ha. What a funny segment, Miz. Ha ha ha. What a knee slapper. Miz gets pinned by a Bryant brother, made to look an absolute fool. Shane finds this hilarious. Shane goes to the back. That's the follow-up to Survivor Series. Now, I could sit here and say, hey, everybody, don't worry about it. Like, clearly it's Thanksgiving week. It's a throwaway show. They're going to shoot the big angle next week. I'm not going to tell you that. I mean, maybe they will, but I have no faith. So, the point of all of this is, this show is atrocious. It's horrible. I have these people on Twitter going, well, still better than Raw. No, it wasn't. It was worse than Raw. It's one of the worst television shows I've ever seen in my life. It sucked from beginning to end. I'll go over every segment on the Filthy Tom Lawlor Show. The only thing that didn't suck was Daniel Bryan being a crazy psychopath. Okay, that's 5 minutes in a two-hour show. Everything else sucked. So, everybody's so depressed. Survivor Series, Raw, oh God, Raw, oh SmackDown, Roman Reigns, leukemia, all of this. It just sucks. I hate this promotion. And then what happens yesterday? Someone on our board and somebody on Reddit, I'm going to give them both credit because the guy on our board claims that he found it on his own, but it was on Reddit and our board. They're searching and they find trademarks were filed. These trademarks were filed, trying to figure out when the exact date was. It was sometime in October for All Elite Wrestling, AEW All Out. All Out, AEW, Double or Nothing, Tuesday Night Dynamite, AEW Double or Nothing. Everybody is over the moon. Everybody is so excited. You should see the thread on our board. You should see the thread on Reddit. You should see what people are saying on Twitter. There's so much excitement. Like the wrestling world, everybody, 2019 is going to be so great. Everybody's so excited. It's all going to turn around here. Now listen, I don't want to sit here and be negative or take up this entire segment, which I'm unlikely to do at this point. I don't want to be negative, okay? I just want to tell everybody the reality of the situation as a person who has been following this business and covering this business since 1995. Fact of the matter is, they applied for some trademarks. The fact of the matter is, in 2019, I would say with 99% certainty, there is going to be another All In, and it's probably going to be called All Out. Now, beyond that, everybody needs to relax. I'm not saying that there is no chance of this happening, okay? This may happen. This, obviously, because of the trademarks that they filed, including Tuesday Night Dynamite, which clearly would be filed for the name of a television show, I presume, clearly the individuals involved in this really want to try and make something happen, and they're going to work their ass off to make something happen, and maybe something is going to happen. But everybody that is excited that, like, 2019 is going to be, it's all turning around, and there's going to be this new promotion, and there's going to be this new TV show, and they're going to go head-to-head with Raw or whatever. I guess head-to-head with SmackDown is on Tuesday until SmackDown moves to Friday. They have no television deal. And until they have a television deal, there is no story beyond they could be MLW, or they could be Impact Wrestling, or they could be Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor has TV on Sinclair. MLW has national television in a lot of markets. TNA at the moment, Impact Wrestling, they have television on Pop TV. All three of those promotions have more than AEW has right now. They have no television outlet. And everybody involved in this that's trying to put it together, not one of them is an idiot. They're all smart. And they all know that without a television deal, they don't have anything. So I don't know what their negotiations are with whatever television stations they're trying to negotiate with. But WGN, which aired the All In pre-show, I mean, that did not blow, a WGN out of the water. It did a fine number. That's what they're going around and shopping around to different networks right now. Maybe they can get a television deal and maybe something can come out of this. But I just want everyone to just relax a little bit. Like the stuff that I've seen today, you're setting yourself up for potential massive disappointment. Again, maybe something can happen here. Maybe they can get a promotion and a big television deal and they can get things going. But right now, they filed for trademarks. And you know, by the way, I hate to be a Debbie Downer here, but you know that this information about the trademarks coming out that came out yesterday, you know that now anybody that WWE was considering maybe letting go, they're not going to let anybody go. They're not going to let anybody become a free agent. They're going to lock everybody down. They've got the money to do it. Like, you've got a bunch of people under contract for New Japan. You got people under contract for Impact. You got people under contract for MLW. Where is the talent going to come from this promotion? It is a long uphill road to anything happening here. And again, I don't want to say it's impossible, but everybody just needs to calm down. I will give you the entire next segment if you'd like, Mike, because we're about to head to commercial here. And you can give your thoughts on all of this. And then, in the final segment of the show here, I will open up the calls to everybody here and the text messages. And we'll go over all of these and try to talk about what's going on. So stick around, everybody. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, Mike, go for it.
Well, I can't match that level of passion today. They took it all out of me the last couple of days. I do want to rewind back to SmackDown, though, for a second, because I had heard last night how great the Daniel Bryan promo was, and it's like, well, okay, everybody, this is universally being praised. This has got to mean that not only did he put on a great performance, but he dotted all the I's, he crossed all the T's, and he tied everything together on why he has had this change of thinking and going after AJ Styles. I didn't get that. I didn't get that. The delivery was great. The promo was great. The passion was great. Everything about it, I mean, it was Daniel Bryan, so it was great, except for his reasoning. And once again, in true WWE fashion, they point to fans that had never left him just because some were chanting AJ Styles. That is one of the trigger points that sent him over the edge. In fact, that was the trigger point that he said sent him over the edge. Not frustration with himself, not even a frustration level with the fans. No, just flat out. They started chanting AJ Styles. They changed. It's your fault. I knew when I was in that chamber. Give me a break. Like, to put it back on the fans is ridiculous, especially when they didn't have to. So that was that. So I really wasn't as impressed as everybody else was. I mean, with his passion, with him, I mean, Daniel Bryan is great, but the reasoning behind why he did it made absolutely no sense whatsoever. I'll skip over the rest of the show because, like you said, it was garbage on a garbage week, and they were looking to get out to go home to their families, so I'm happy about that. But the reality is, I don't know if that was the case or if it's just because they're in a long line of garbage right now. Forget about the getaway day. It's just the fact that they stink. When it comes to All In and all this stuff with the All Elite stuff or Tony Khan or whatever Khan, whatever his name is, I'll believe it when it happens. I don't care. And even if they get a TV deal, you still don't have nothing. You really don't. And in fact, unless you are going to be joined at the hip with ROH, I don't know how you continue to push forward because you got guys under contract everywhere. And it's not like you can't put a show together, but then you're going to have a lot of competition for guys, and it's going to start squeezing the other indie groups that people like MLW, who's got a TV show, like Impact, who's got a TV show. And I know they're willing to work with anyone, but even if Impact were to go away and All In or whatever the hell this All Elite is going to get the, you know, reap the benefits of that, what are you reaping? Like what's your harvest at the end of that? You know, a spot on Pop TV, Eli Drake, you know, no offense to him, but like, I don't know. I will believe all this. And I will believe all of this in a major functional faction when it actually hits my TV set, because I have heard lots of promotions getting started with lots of guys, with lots of money, with lots of people that, frankly, no disrespect to this era and this time and those guys, but with far bigger names than the Young Bucks and Cody Rhodes, and far more influence in Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks, with all due respect, that have gotten things, you know, moving a lot further than they have them right now, that fell right on its face. So I do wish him the best of luck, because God knows pro wrestling needs it, but I will believe it truly when it happens.
Caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hello, and greetings from Sweden. It's been a while.
Yes, my friend. What's up?
Well, I recall seemingly yesterday that, Mike, you hoped that somebody, anybody would call to talk about basically anything but the current WWE product. So I figured, hey, that's my call.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, you know, so I just completed a trip to Japan and decided to back my local indies, which is apparently in Japan, because that's where I was at the time. And I went to two shows under the promotion of World Wandering Stardom. Don't know if you've heard about them, but I imagine that you have. And the context of that is basically, I was curious if either of you have any wrestling acts that when you first heard of them, you could never envision liking, but once you saw them firsthand, you could simply not like that particular brand of wrestling, be it silly, goofy, death-defying, or what have you.
Lucha Underground?
That is a good point. I suppose I was asking specifically about specific workers. I remember a discussion during the year about Joey Ryan and the, well, moves, that's names I probably should not mention in the show. I don't know.
But the penis suplex? You can say it.
Conversation. Sorry, what?
The penis suplex, you can say it. Is that the move?
Yes. Oh. But I wasn't sure that was the actual move of it, because I heard it go on different names on different forums. And I didn't recall the specific name of that. But yeah, stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I want to thank you very much for the call. There's plenty of them. I mean, listen, anything works if it works. I mean, you can hate the idea of whatever you want to hate, but like, once you watch it, if it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And Joey Ryan's penis suplex works.
Hey, and in Stardom, you know, it was an extension of, I always screw it up, but I loved it. It was Ercyon. That's where I became a big Aiko Hamada fan, and Ai Fujita, and there were some women at that time, and that was an extension of All Japan Women's, after all the women's groups had broken up, and they have those idol books, and you see it with Odia Tai. It's, you know, when they have singing and all that sort of stuff, and that's a part of the culture, and that's a part of the promotion, and it is unique, but it works for them. We've had promotions here in the United States do themed shows, you know, the shows based in the 70s. I mean, there's been all sorts of things, and that's been the one really cool part about this era is some of it is too over the top, and I don't think that Jim Cornette or Les Thatcher, God bless him, like a whole lot of it, but you have people throwing lots of different ideas up against the wall, everything from, you know, basic intergender wrestling all the way to, well, some of the things you'll see on like Joey Janela shows and beyond and things like that. So there's a lot of cool stuff out there if you go and look for it, and you can actually fill your soul up with some different things.
All right, caller, you're on the air. What's up? Going once. Going twice. You're out of here. All right, caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Questions about Randy Orton. Do you know what he was saying last night that got edited off the show three times?
Crying out loud. Can we get someone that actually is like, what's going on? You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey, Brian. First of all, I want to say thank you for yesterday, brother. I really appreciate that.
No problem. Happy birthday tomorrow. What's going on?
You know, I did want to just disagree with one thing that Mike said with SmackDown, with the Daniel Bryan thing. You know, at least it sounded like it was thought out and they put some time into it and, you know, it came across somewhat decent. You know, with that being said, we're still waiting on Dean Ambrose's excuse, you know, for Raw,
for why
he turned.
Hey, you know what? Listen,
right, exactly.
Listen, at least Daniel Bryan, like, had an explanation, unlike Shane McMahon, who just came out there for comedy. Yeah. But I will say, watching the Daniel Bryan thing, I love Daniel Bryan's delivery. I loved what he was trying to do, but there was the aspect of last week, before the main event, he was a perfectly normal, happy babyface, and now he's like a crazy man. Like, what? What happened?
Well, Brian, you also said that there was periodically he was doing things, you know, with The Miz and the baby and
he
all
was,
that.
He was a psychopath in my mind for quite a while. But, like,
right,
in the world of WWE.
You called it a while ago.
Yes, in the world of WWE, just like, and you know what, I gotta say this, too, because I'm a fair man, all right? You know how many times they've done a babyface heel turn, but, like, the guy that turned or the girl that turned was, like, exactly the same afterwards? And it's always like, why are you turning heel but like being the same babyface? Like, why can't you actually be bad when you turn heel be good when you turn good? At least he totally turned. I don't know why.
It's right. Savon, hold on. But Brian, I can't give him credit for that, though, because it's like you have this an excuse on top of it that doesn't make any sense, which is not just, hey, I wanted to punch AJ Styles in the face, and you know what? I like that feeling. And I wanted to punch Brock, and you know what? I wanted Brock to punch me because I felt as though I had gotten a little soft. Maybe I'm hearing all these chants. And I like punching AJ Styles in the face, and you know what? I like punching Brock Lesnar in the face. And you know what? I want to continue on. Maybe I want to punch you in the face, fans, just to do it. Like, why does it have to go back on the fans abandoned me? No, they didn't. They chant yes all the time. It's a stupid reason. And again, everything about it was great, except for the fact the reason sucked. And if the reason sucks, what's the point?
Well, I do want to ask you guys one more question. You know, with the yes chants and his music and everything, we were talking about Shinsuke's music when he turned. Do you think they'll do something with him and try to get him away from that? They're going to have to get him away from that yes chant and, you know, all that jazz that he does. Thanks, Brian. Thank you again.
Yep, thanks so much for the call. They should absolutely change his music. I mean, crying out loud, he came out there and he said he was the new Daniel Bryan, and he's wearing this sweater. And I joked that it was a sweater that he bought at a secondhand store in Aberdeen. And then Michelle Starr, who booked him in ECCW back in the day, tweeted me that he's had that sweater for 18 years. That's not the new Daniel Bryan. Get a new outfit or something. Wear a Hawaiian shirt.
I was going to say, go out there dripped in gold. In fact, yeah, go out there just dripping. You know what I mean? Because
dress
that would
up like
be a
Dr.
new Daniel
Death
Bryan.
On that retro nitro.
So dress up like The Miz. Do you want to shock the system? There you go.
All right, caller, you're on the air. What's up?
What's up with all these bars advertising Survivor Series not delivering the show to try to get customers in?
They advertised it and didn't deliver?
Well, Mezos and Cumberland had giant posters all over the bar, and then they didn't show the pay-per-view, and they did the same thing with the UFC pay-per-view.
Man,
last time.
Ryan, why are you calling me to ask me this question? Why don't you ask them why they advertised and didn't sell it?
Because you let them
do it.
It
seems like something like a lot of bars do. Like,
I don't think so. What are you talking about? That's your call for the day, Ryan. Do you guys realize that we've got SmackDown, we've got Raw, and we've got All Elite Wrestling with Trademark News here, and you're calling to ask me why they billed and didn't? Get out of here. Crying out loud. I'm going to the text messages here. Calls, you're banned for a while because of Ryan. Until after this break, then maybe I'll reconsider it. All right, this person here says, what's the deal with AJ Styles? Was he given the weekend off? Well, he's advertised for the next pay-per-view, so I don't think there's a massive scandal behind it, but it is kind of weird that he's gone. This person here says, I hope you and Mike have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You too. Thank you.
Person says, the people who think AEW would spur WWE to do better are likely the same people who thought TNA moving to Monday would do the same. As you stated in Death of WCW, Monday Night Wars work because WCW is already established and had a huge fan base. New Japan and the Elite have a fan base. It's nowhere near the level WCW had, especially in America in 1995. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Looking for the next great crowdfunding opportunity? Check out PondHop, the rewards marketing engagement program for small to medium-sized businesses. Currently funding on Kickstarter, this is a great chance to get in at the start of an innovative way to use social media to grow your business. Co-founded by one of Facebook's founding engineers, PondHop uses a unique point system to give business owners a fun way to reward their loyal clients and customers. To learn more and to make a pledge, head to Kickstarter and search for PondHop, revolutionizing rewards for consumers and businesses. On top.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. We got a caller, Chris in Vegas, has been waiting for a while. So, Chris, you're on the air. What's going on?
Brian, I want you to be a fair man now, because last time we were up against the break and we did not get to finish our argument. So you said that Ryback, we said that Ryback could not have been the long-term man, but he could have been a short-term man for 6 to a year. Let's rewind back to like Goldberg. Yeah. When we were teenagers and he won his first match, Gino Gilbert went to interview him. He said nothing. Did you sit there and go, Goldberg is going to be the man? Because I sure didn't. I thought it was a big guy who won a match. And then he became the man, but he perceived he was green. He could not wrestle, but he was fun enough to watch. He won a bunch of matches, and they made us believe that he could be number one, just like Ryback could have been another one, just like Strowman could have been another one. Who was the other guy in TNA? I can't remember. Was it Murphy or something like that? Where we won 100 matches in a row. It can happen Murphy. If you put it right behind it.
So what's the argument? I mean, I agree they could have gone with Ryback for like a year, but there's no way he was going to be the long-term Roman Reigns or whoever.
But he could have been, when he was up against Punk, they were backed into a corner. They didn't want to beat him, but they could have done that. I know it didn't go with their Mania plans, but he could have been the man for that year.
They could have had him beat Punk, and we would have seen how he would have done, but we don't know.
Right.
Have you gone back? Let me ask you a question, Chris. Have you gone back and watched those old Nitros with Goldberg?
I follow you. I am with you every week.
But are you watching them?
Yes.
Okay. Goldberg was incredible. Goldberg was not just like a big muscle head that never got beaten. Like, he got over because when you watched a Goldberg match, like for 3 minutes or however long his match lasted, like you could actually believe that he was kicking somebody's ass. Because he was, number one. He would go in there and he was unlike anybody else. There was nobody like Goldberg. There was nobody that had that intensity. There was nobody that wrestled, like, literally he wrestled like an animal. Like, it was just wanton violence when he was in there. Okay, that's not Ryback. That's not Braun Strowman. Those guys are big cartoon characters, which you can do something with cartoon characters. They're doing some stuff with Strowman. But, like, that's very different than what got Goldberg over.
Then don't book him like a cartoon character, and Strowman could have been that guy. He's not. He's lost too many times now.
You think WWE's not going to book a big guy like a cartoon character? Are you kidding me?
Well, we'll see with Lars. He's the next one.
Yeah, we'll see what they do with Lars. Hey, you may be right. Maybe they'll do it with Lars, Chris.
I don't know. Could happen.
It could happen. I want to thank you very much for the call. I think we were arguing over an agreement right there. That never happens on this show. Hey, I want to mention, by the way, very quickly here, the annual Whale Scout fundraiser is ongoing right now, and there are some professional wrestling tie-ins. Whale Scout is my wife's nonprofit. And they do a lot of habitat restoration work around Western Washington. And basically, every year, there's a fundraiser. And we're doing two things here as part of this fundraiser this year. I got 100 copies of The Death of WCW, and I'm donating 25 of them to this fundraiser. I will personally autograph a copy of this if you order this perk, and we'll send it to you. It is $32. That includes shipping. And unlike last year where I contacted the publisher and asked for X number of copies and they sent me the original version, this is the actual new, improved, and expanded edition that I got this year. I've double-checked this time. So if you want an autographed copy of the new Death of WCW, you can grab that as part of the fundraiser. And as always, every year we're auctioning off 4 co-host spots for the Brian and Vinny Show. You can choose the Tuesday show, the Thursday show, or the Sunday show. Thursday, of course, with Granny. Tuesday is Retro Raw Nitro if you're crazy enough to want to sit through those shows. And Sunday is either a pay-per-view or the NWA World Championship Wrestling show. And those are available right now on eBay. And I have links to the eBay auction as well as the Whale Scout fundraiser with the Death of WCW signed copies up on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. I will pin it up there. And if you want to check those out, you are welcome to do so. 4 co-host spots, 25 copies of Death of WCW. When they're gone, they are gone. And if you have a friend or family member that loves whales, there's a lot of great perks up there that you could grab for a potential Christmas present. Some great stuff. So head up there and check it out. Thanks, everybody, in advance. Really appreciate it. And let's go to the phones. You're on the air. You're on the air, dude. It's you. Let's go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Let's go.
Okay, so a couple questions. One, with what Charlotte Flair's been doing, do you? And we know that Vince has been wanting to push her to the top. Do you feel with the turn on Ronda and the in the ring by herself cutting a heel promo last night is just a complete ripoff of what Becky Lynch has done in the recent month?
You know,
just to get her over.
You know, it's funny you mention that. I want to thank you very much for the call. That's the last call today, everybody. We need text after this. Last night, I always watch SmackDown and Raw on delay because I'm never around to watch them live. So all night I heard everyone's so angry that they're trying to turn Charlotte into Becky, and that they're going to try to hold down Becky, and they're going to try to replace Becky with Charlotte. So that's what I was expecting going into the show. And what I got going into the show was Charlotte. Right? Am I in the minority here?
Well,
I mean, even Becky was tweeting about how, like, Charlotte was stealing her gimmick or whatever, but, I mean, clearly they're going to be doing Charlotte and Ronda in a rematch, probably at the Royal Rumble, and I presume Becky and Ronda are at WrestleMania, or they'll do a three-way, but I don't think they're replacing Becky Lynch. And if listen, for all of you worried that they're trying to replace Becky with Charlotte, you don't know what's going to happen when Becky comes back. Like, if anything, it'll get her even more over if they try that. So you should hope that that's what they're doing.
It's possible, but it's also, you know, it would not be out of the realm of possibility that they never really, truly had a plan to maybe remove Becky and or Charlotte and Ronda from WrestleMania, and they're just going back to figuring out a way where they can get kind of everything resituated with Charlotte and Becky on the same side, and they're both going after and Royal Rumble, we could get Ronda Rousey and Becky. We don't know that. I guess we're getting right now as it stands Ronda Rousey and Nia, but we'll have to see what happens there. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing a three-way close WrestleMania with all three of those women. Sure, on the surface, that sounds great, but don't be shocked if this whole thing still ends up being, at the end, Ronda Rousey and Charlotte as the focus. And I will be okay with that as long as Becky Lynch continues to remain stable and they continue to move the character forward. I just think that there's probably a lot of Becky Lynch fans that don't think that's going to happen and are just looking at this going, well, this is just going to turn around and end up being the same old thing at the end of it. And they probably, well, who knows? I don't want to say that they're going to be wrong. It's just that there's not a whole lot to look out for.
All I know is that as of a few weeks ago, the WrestleMania main event was Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch. That could change again, but I think that everybody is way too excited about this AEW thing, and everybody's, like, devastated about the Becky Lynch thing. I think everyone's just freaking out here. Can we all calm down a little bit?
How can anyone have any confidence? If you have a favorite wrestler in WWE, how can you have any confidence that they're going to do anything with them? And that they at some point won't be turned around where they are now blamed like they were with Becky Lynch or like they were now with Daniel Bryan or with a zillion people. Well, it was you. It was the fans.
I'll tell you why you should be somewhat confident in this case. Because they turned Becky Lynch heel at SummerSlam and the fans didn't want it and they fought it. And the company fought with the fans and they fought each other for like 2 months. And then finally the company just acquiesced. And they pushed her as a babyface, and they were pushing her all the way to the top in the Ronda Rousey position at Survivor Series, and then the facebreaker got a hold of her. So, like, they obviously saw something here. Now, we'll see what happens when we come back. I mean, think about this, everybody. Look at the reaction that Nia Jax got at Survivor Series. Look at the reaction that Nia Jax got on Raw. Like, you're worried that she's going to come back and, like, not be over, or they're not going to give her, like, a ridiculous reaction. The company's going to do something with her. I mean, she's going to be more over when she came back than she was when she left, when they were doing something with her.
Fans aren't going to blame themselves, though. They're worried about what WWE is going to do, not how Becky Lynch is going to be treated when she gets back by the fans. They know how they're going to react, you know, because, you know, Nia the Facebreaker could end up the winner in all this. She's already ended up in some ways the winner in all this. So it's just, how can anyone have any confidence with anything that they do? I mean, because even look, I hope she gets a Daniel Bryan type of moment. That would be so great for her. But then always kind of look at what they do with Daniel Bryan afterwards. This is a guy that had to turn himself heel just because of how he's been booked as a babyface and his lot since he came back. Daniel Bryan came back with that kind of fanfare. He came back. We never thought we'd see him back. And then he just became another guy lumbering around on a show. That's kind of pathetic. So how can anyone have any faith in anything, especially after the last couple of days? I don't know.
Look at this guy. He said this text four times here, so he's desperate to get this on the air. He says, you guys just don't get it. Try actually getting into the business, Brian. I've been in the business since 1995, buddy.
I was going to say, what an idiot. Stop being stupid.
SmackDown last night was one of the absolute best shows of the entire year. I may get heat for this, but I genuinely think that WWE is seeing a level of quality they have never seen before. Everyone feels important. These turns mean something for once. You guys are insane. Happy Thanksgiving, though.
Absolutely not. Definitely not a troll, since everything makes sense. I mean, come on. I mean, give me a break.
I'm going to go through this guy's text messages because I don't think he's kidding. But by the way, let me tell you something here, all right? So if you're a... I'm trying to think of an analogy that's not like... Oh, they're all ridiculous. So if you build biplanes... All right, and obviously biplanes are rare, and let's say that you become a millionaire making biplanes, all right? But you've never actually worked for Boeing. I mean, do people actually go up to you and say you've never been in the airplane business? Does that happen like in the real world? The answer is no. It only happens in wrestling, all right? I've been in this business for, what is it, 2018? 23 mm-hmm. years now. Mm-hmm. I've run a radio show for 20 straight years now, 19 years, almost 20. All right, I've been in the ring, I've wrestled, I've made money. I've been making money at this since 1995. I've never lost money in my life.
Facts.
So what is this? You've never been in this business. And by the way, you're not in the business, dude, texting me, and you're going to tell me that I'm wrong and you're right? Get out of here.
Dear Stan.
I'm going to look through some of these. I'll look through these text messages here, what he's got. Let's see. He's sending like 2 million of them. I won't block him yet. I'll let him continue to send in stupid things. Brian, are they breaking up Sonya and Mandy? Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah.
Why should we care? I mean, they were never really that together. They never got a push as a team. And we're supposed to care that they're breaking up, and I mean, they're not. Person here says, what's up with AJ? AJ is booked for TLC. He's missed two shows. If he's not there next week, let's start to panic. If he's not at Starrcade, let's start to panic. And actually, let's not start to panic. Let's just kind of chill out for a while.
Well, let's not hope he has gotten affliction that his opponent, like Daniel Bryan, can make fun of later. I think sometimes people worry about that stuff too much. I mean, number one, there are some medical things, and there are some things. I mean, do you want everyone to know how you feel at all times? I mean, this is not sports where you're betting, and I guess in a way you are, but it's not that. So to know everybody's injuries all the time can tend to be, I mean, it can be kind of invasive sometimes, so let's just back off. Dude could be taking a couple days off, you know what I'm saying? So just chill.
SmackDown was terrible. I'm done with main roster TV. The new Daniel Bryan is supposed to be dark and brooding, but he's dressed like a coffeehouse version of Raven. People don't like his outfit. Brian, is the reason you sweat so much because of all the hate from WWE? That's one of the reasons. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This fella here says, last night there was a Miz versus Bryan dark match. Miz was cheered and worked as a babyface. I told you guys this was going to happen. I told you this was going to happen. Miz is turning babyface. We'll see if it works. It certainly worked on Miz and Mrs., but that was a great reality show. This is a terrible wrestling show.
But he's turning babyface as the supposedly neutral play-by-play guy, not even Graves, is bagging on him for being a jerk kissing up to Shane. So it's like, is that really what they're doing? Do they really have any idea?
Well, Graves
what
is like
doing?
A heel commentator.
So why wouldn't he be making fun of the Miz for it instead of the neutral announcer? If Miz is going to go babyface.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on, dude. I'm just telling you. Pretty sure Miz is turning.
Show sucks.
Yep. Was it just me or did Daniel Bryan's promo last night have a Cactus Jack vibe to it? I mean, he's a good talker. They were both good talkers. They both dress weird.
They both make you feel. I mean, that's the one thing is they both have a legitimate real connection to their audience, which does make them come across as more authentic, even if the words coming out you got to cast out on.
Actually, this guy has a great idea, but it would backfire. Person says, I wish Daniel Bryan would have said, Daniel Bryan is dead. All that's left is Bryan Danielson, and shaves his head in the middle of the ring.
Whoa!
That's awesome. But he would have got over as a huge babyface.
Mutilation.
They'd have gone crazy for that.
And he attacks Nigel McGuinness at NXT just to do it.
This person says, you're reviewing TakeOver tomorrow with Vinny. I don't think there's a show tomorrow. It's Thanksgiving, so. And I don't think he watched it. Maybe he did. I don't know. We'll find out. But anyway, we're out of time, everybody. No show tomorrow. Everybody enjoy your Thanksgiving. We'll be back on Friday. Lots of stuff to talk about on Friday. Lots of stuff Friday. Mark my words. And later on tonight, Dave Meltzer will talk more about All Elite Wrestling and more. And that's it. We'll talk to you again after a while.